You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Seems all business today, Anthony. Is that what it's been during camp so far?
I'll say we're just training. That's, again, just being honest. I thought we're just training.
Well, kind of before that Arthur fight, it seemed like there was a bit more energy. There was music blaring. They had people in the gym. But yeah, there was no music today. Just music strictly
for,
business.
Music's for copyright reasons. We was told by professional people we need the music off. That's why there was no music.
We're still having fun.
Always, always having fun. That's why I love my job. I love my job, just like you love your job. You're always smiling and stuff. I love my job.
Just off boxing a bit, I saw you at Wembley. I think it was for the first England game, wasn't it? Was it the Scotland game?
Scotland, England.
How was that?
Man, everyone I watched it knows how it was. It wasn't much different when you was there. Got taken by Adidas. It was a good outing. Went for some food. And then we went to the game. It was a good one of the coach as well. It was a good little outing, but again, we wanted England to win it, but it was a dull game.
Anthony, tell us what happened this morning before you came here to the gym today. You were a victim of crime.
I was a victim of crime. Then I came to box up crime. Now, I literally got in my car. And I was like, so I went to check my boot, because I looked in my car and I was like, it looks different, I didn't leave my jacket like this. Like, my jacket was in the boot, but I was like, I didn't leave it like this. So I went in the boot, was empty. Empty. Looked to see if there was any smashed windows, but it happens. I was more pissed off about my boxing bag. It was gone. I had my other phone in there. Not that it was switched on or nothing, but it was a spare phone. Had a lot of like memories on there and stuff like that, but so that's the thing I was most pissed off about, but it happens, man.
If the perpetrator's out there somewhere, you'd like to say to them?
Don't do it again. They even took some of my merch. I had like hats in there, I had t-shirts, I had new tracksuits.
So we're looking for a fan?
No, I think you're looking for opportunists. They're probably going to try to sell some of the stuff.
Might be on eBay tonight.
It might be on eBay tonight.
Do you feel insulted that they left your jacket?
No. I feel like they just went for a... Because I had Foot Asylum stuff in the boot. I'm sorry to my sponsor, Foot Asylum. But I went shopping like a couple of days ago. I had stuff in the boot. Not that you can see in the boot or nothing. It's blacked windows. But again, it happens, innit?
Maybe they should come to the gym.
In some ways, this delayed rematch between you and Lyndon Arthur, is it sort of a blessing in disguise that it's
happening
straight away?
No, it's boxing. I wanted the immediate rematch, but again, there's things that happen in the background. But all that matters is that we fight. So we both got something to look forward to, and that's July 10th. He's fighting on the same show. So that's what I'm thinking about right now. And I'm trying to get my... my aggression and things like that out of my mind. I like to right wrongs, but we've got to deal with business July 10th.
Yeah. I see you posted some sparring pictures of you in a headgear. Is that sort of a message to the trolls that thought you never sparred?
There's no message. If you look, that's what I'm trying to say. There's pictures on my Instagram of me sparring. It's silly. It don't make no sense. This is something that's followed me from a comment Tunde made. And what he said is, if you don't do no sparring. I don't even know what he said. He's probably winding up fans or whatever. But people always come on my page saying, you need to start sparring. I saw some people that were there, Shoreditch. They were like, have you started sparring now? I was like, yeah, I really got to the level I got to with no sparring. Yeah, good one. But that was literally just, we had a photographer down. Usually we don't have like, no one recording sparring or nothing, but he just took some pictures, so he got some good shots, so I posted them.
We saw James Cook today in the corner while you were doing your pad work and the bag work and stuff. Can you give us a bit of an insight into some of the little things he was saying to you? Obviously very hush-hush, but
Not even hush-hush. Again, he's been present in a lot of our training sessions, so he's just literally watching. He's a third eye, and he's seeing from the outside some... Because obviously, when you got a team, you get used to your training. You get used to doing the same things. You get used to picking up on little mistakes, but everyone sees different things. And James Cook, you know, he's an MBE, very respected man in boxing, and he got to a very good level himself in boxing. So he's going to have another eye. So he sees certain things that I can work on. certain shots that he thinks I could throw after I do little things. But he's happy. He's happy with the fighter that I am. And he just gives opinions where he thinks I can work on little things, which is good.
Are there specific things that you want to work on?
Of course. Everyone that knows me, I've always been a person, I'm built on progression. I take progression very seriously. Boxing is a sport that you never stop learning. So when there's constructive criticism coming from a good place, I'm always ears open.
And the ambition generally is to win a world title still. How long do you think that's going to take for you to get into position to fight for one again?
I'm not in control of time. I'm not in control of time. So my job, what I am in control of, is working hard, making use of my time, and performing when I get the chance.
Andy, the other day at the press conference where you and Lyndon was both there, I think it's fair to say he was quite reluctant to speak about the potential rematch between you two. Why is that, you think?
I don't know. I'm not in his head. Well, I could be, but I'm not speaking for him or anything like that. Again, there's no bad blood between us. And again, I was one of the people that said, I'm happy for him. You know, he's in a position now that he's never been in before. And, you know, that's what boxing's about. Being competitive, competing against each other and putting on a show for the fans. There was no fans last time, which again, plays a part, but I'm looking forward to having fans there again, entertaining and being explosive and then being edged on by the crowd.
Do you think he wants that fight?
I don't know. I have no idea. Again, I'm not a person that speaks for anybody.
It's a light heavyweight fight camp between Joshua Guatzi, who you've often been linked with in the past, and Richard Bolotniks, who won the MTK Golden Contract tournament. What do you make of that fight, and who do you see coming out?
I have absolutely no idea what's going on with that fight. I pay attention to myself, really. Again, Joshua Guatzi is someone that, when we see each other, there's no bad blood. We've had conversation before. We've even met up and had a conversation before. I wish him nothing but the best. He had a good fight. I saw highlights, because you know, you see clips on Instagram. He had a good knockout win. And again, whatever he goes on and does, I wish him the best. And again, that future clash is still on.
When you say you met up, did you like bump into each other at a show or something like
that? No. We actually spoke.
Intended to meet up?
Yeah, we intended to meet up. And because there was a lot of things going around about, you know, potential fight and all this he say, she say. So we said, you know what? We're just on an agreement. Not an agreement, but we're on the same page. We're definitely going to fight. We want to fight each other. And we was two men that met up, told each other face to face, we're going to fight, we want to fight each other, and making the most of it when it happened.
Where was it? Where did you meet?
That don't matter.
Secret location.
Could have been in a back garden, could have been in a car park, could have been somewhere with no cameras.
Only words exchanged.
Yeah, only words exchanged.
Anthony, after the Kovalev fight, obviously you didn't make any changes that we knew about. Since the Lyndon fight, you obviously brought in James Cook. Why didn't you make any apparent changes after the Kovalev fight?
I didn't make changes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it just wasn't public changes. But yeah, I definitely did make changes, 100%. And again, this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of critics in boxing, but England had a couple crap games the other day. Everyone gets angry, but everyone keeps supporting. I'm one of the people, I'm an Arsenal fan. And you know, everyone knows how Arsenal was recently. Headache, heartache. But I'm one of the people, I'm a loyal person. And I'm one of the people that stuck by Arsenal. But again, boxing is a sport, you go through changes. You're always trying to get better. Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you change something that shouldn't have been changed, etc. But it's a journey. And what matters is your heart.
Did you consider bringing someone else in after the Kovalev fight or not?
To be honest, no. Again, after the Kovalev fight, I had a bad year. So there was a lot. My mind wasn't even on boxing. That's just me being 100% honest. It was on boxing in terms of what I want for my life and trying to elevate, but in terms of you know, thinking about my next moves and doing things or whatever, it just wasn't on my mind.
You mentioned bringing someone new into the team. You're a football fan.
Yes.
Is there anyone you feel Gareth Southgate should bring into the England team for tomorrow's game?
I'm not a football manager, but I think money needs to be spent in the right way. I think we need new defenders.
Oh, it's about Arsenal then?
Yeah, 100%. Always about Arsenal. Arsenal first. But I think we need new strikers. We need new defenders. We need an all-round new team, new system. Same thing for England. Everyone needs to just, you know, pull their finger out. But again, I'm not a football manager. So they got their own stresses. they have reasons for doing things. They got a team behind them as well. So you see, everyone sees the manager, but there's people behind them that help make decisions. But again, we need to collectively make better decisions.
Are you feeling strong? Are you punching harder? Are you punching quicker?
You have to ask my sparring partners that. You have to ask my next opponent. And but no, I do feel good. I feel very good. Just trying to stay focused. Again, people breaking into my car and annoying me, but it happens, man.
Well, you might be copping one of them left hooks, eh?
Huh? Yeah. Wait, if I called the person, I ain't gonna say nothing. But
where was you parked?
I was parked on my drive outside my house. So this person was brave, and I had like boxing gloves in the car. I had something with my name on it, which they picked up and threw. You could tell they threw it in the back. But yeah, man, I called the police. I'm not a snitch. No, but I called police to get a crime reference number because there's a petrol station up the road from me, and I know some of my neighbours have got cameras. I've literally just moved into that house, literally within the last 3 weeks moved into that house. So people that know the area are probably seeing the new car saying, okay. But yeah, man, we move.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.